I've said this before. I can just about understand how pounds, dollars, and euros, and the way they the exchange rate works. But this Bitcoin malarkey, not quite sure. In the news today, Iceland is facing an exponential, it says there, exponential, I had to look that one up, rise in Bitcoin mining that is gobbling, it says there, gobbling up power resources, according to HS Orca, the Icelandic energy firm. This year, electricity use of Bitcoin mining data centers is likely to exceed that of all Iceland's home. Apparently, many potential customers were keen to get in on the act. Apparently, the spokesman for the energy firm said, if all these projects are realised, we won't have enough energy for it. Iceland's population is around 340,000 people. But in recent years, it's seen a marked increase in the number of new data centres, often built by firms wishing to tout green credentials. Nearly 100% of energy in Iceland comes from renewable sources. Bitcoin mining, here comes the science bit, refers to work done by computers connected to the global Bitcoin network. These computers solve complex mathematical problems, a process that in turn validates transactions between users of the cryptocurrency. The computers that do this validation work receive small Bitcoin rewards for their trouble, making it a lucrative exercise, especially when done at a large scale. So it's like setting up a load of computers in your spare bedroom, making them number crunch, and you get like 3p at the end of it. It's a bit like Nectar points, you know? You keep putting the points on after you top up your tank of petrol and stuff like that, and then, you know, maybe, maybe in around 8 years' time, you'll have 73,527 Nectar points and you'll be able to buy a towel. And then you start the process. Oh!